And welcome back to the PM Sports page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week now. I am joined by Kyota Senior Addison Swanson. Addison, congratulations. Thanks for your time here today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, the first round of the regionals are here and gone, and the team's still alive, able to beat Tri-County, able to have some revenge on Tri-County from earlier in the year. You lost to them in four sets, but on Tuesday night, you took care of business, swept them. So, Addison, what was the team doing well on Tuesday to come out with a W?
I feel like we were really working together, and our serve receive and our passes were there, so that allows us to get good hits, and we got those. Tri-County just couldn't keep up with us.
And as I mentioned, it was a different outcome than you played them early in the year. So what was the team doing different this time as opposed to earlier?
Well, the first time we played them, it was like total a mental game. We did not show up at all. And so we were just letting all of their mistakes, we were making them, and it just all piled up and we just quit. But this game, we started strong and we continued to be strong throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. We never gave up.
And, looking at the team in general throughout from start to finish this year, how do you think the team has improved overall?
We've really improved mentally and physically. We are closer as a team and individuals, and we're able to trust each other on the court, and our serve receive has always been an error for us. We've always struggled with that, but I feel like we're slowly getting better as the year goes on. Mm-hmm. And as it's coming to an end.
How about individually? What type of growth have you seen from yourself these last few years?
Well, so my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, I did not have to play back row at all. But with the numbers this year, I really had to step up, and I have improved a lot on my back row skills, considering I never really played back row. I never focused on back row, but I had to this year. So that's one area that I've definitely improved on.
Yeah, sure. You and Jamie Schulte, the two seniors on this year's team. So what type of leadership role have you taken on this year for the Eagles?
I feel like Jamie and I are really good at trying to stay positive during the games and having a lot of energy and trying to pick up the other girls and try to, give them tips on, either hit this ball or go deep or something like that, and seeing the open spots to try to just get the point and get out of the rally that we're in. So I feel like we're pretty positive.
Yeah. You got New London coming up on Monday in round two of the regional, a really good team out of the Super Conference. What's it going to take to come out with a W?
It'll definitely be a hard game, but I feel like if we are all there and we are playing mentally tough and physically tough, then we can compete with them.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about first-year head coach Sky Hahn?
I really like Sky. She is somebody, she coached softball, so I've known her for a while, and she's just really positive with us, and she gives us positive reinforcement, and she tells us, hey, do this to fix it, and she tries not to scream and yell at us, opposed to other coaches that we've had. So it's just a positive change.
Yeah, for sure. A couple of fun questions here for you, Addison. Do you have a volleyball role model?
I do. So ever since I was little, I've always wanted to play volleyball like Madison Sheets. I can remember just watching her hit the ball, and I was in my head, I want to do that when I'm older.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of hitting the ball, obviously, you're the leading kill leader on this year's Eagles. Say that you're teaching me how to properly spike. I don't know how to do it. Using words, tell me how to properly spike, the setup, and how to finish.
All right. Well, you got to get your steps in first. So your steps would be left, right, left, and then you're going to go super low, swing your arms back, and then get on top of the ball and really snap your wrist and follow through all the way to your back.
All right.
It's the best that I can explain it.
All right. Volleyball for Dummies 101 right there. That's right. Well, good job. All right. Do you have a pregame meal that you always have to have? Is there a snack or anything that you always have before a game?
A lot of the times I won't have a meal. I'll have a snack. And usually I'll eat string cheese, grapes, and popcorn.
You know, Halloween's right around the corner. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I like Twix a lot.
All right. Can't go wrong there. I like it.
Yeah.
Closing out here, Addison, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
So when we are in the locker room, we a lot of the times will be listening to music that will pump us up while doing our static stretching. So we'll be dancing and stretching. And then when we're on the court warming up, it'll be more of like the movement stretches. And like when we start warming up, we'll get really fired up about the game. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, Addison, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on the win and hope to keep things rolling.
Thank you.
That's Addison Swanson, a senior on this year's Kyoto volleyball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Addison and the Eagles on the big win Tuesday night. Take another break. We'll come back with more right after this on KCII.